You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Republicans in Congress are working quickly to set the stage to repeal the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare. The Senate took the lead in the effort. Joining us now is Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. President-elect Trump wants repeal and replace. What replacement is being proposed by your Republican colleagues?
Well, Lester, the fact is that they've not proposed anything at this point, and that's why this is so irresponsible. You know, every one of us is affected by health insurance reform because there are a whole range of patient protections that were put in for people who have insurance through their employer, making sure that insurance companies can't drop you if you get sick, if you've been paying premiums, making sure they can't block you from getting insurance by having a pre-existing condition. Children up to age 26 on your policy, but a whole range of other things as well. Insurance companies in the past could cap how much they would spend on your cancer treatments, even if the doctor said you needed more treatments. Mental health parity, where you can't be discriminated against if it's mental health or substance abuse treatment. So a whole range of things go away for everybody under the repeal they're talking about, in addition to over 2 million people in Michigan losing their health care and weakening Medicare, raising the cost of prescription drugs under Medicare, and taking away a whole range of important services under Medicaid, including seniors and nursing homes. So this is irresponsible top to bottom, and in my perspective, they should put aside this whole idea of unraveling the whole system and instead work with us to make healthcare more affordable and make it better, because there's still work to do.
Polling shows a large majority of Americans say if you do repeal it, they want the Affordable Care Act replaced somehow. And I'm wondering what the Republicans are thinking when they see polls like that.
You know, I have no idea. I've seen nothing comprehensive. I've seen them talk about bits and pieces, but comprehensive health care is complicated to put together in that you need to look at everything. You need to look at how we make sure we don't have a rush of people using emergency rooms again, which is the most expensive way to get treated for medical care. For normal kinds of things, it could be done at the doctor. We've got to make sure that we don't see insurance companies again being able to take your premium money but then not cover you when you get sick. I've seen nothing that addresses those things, and we'll have to wait and find out.
There were two major concerns about the ACA. One was small businesses who weren't eligible for subsidies were seeing their premiums go way, way up and not always able to get the coverage that they needed. And the other complaint was that people didn't like the idea of using their taxpayer money to subsidize these premiums or these plans for people on Medicaid because we increased the Medicaid rolls so much. What would you say to them?
Well, first, I think there's a lot of work to do yet in healthcare for small business. That's a top priority for me. And that's what we should be focused on, is how do we make it more affordable and available, particularly for our small businesses that are creating the majority of new jobs. I think when it comes to the question of overall healthcare system, everybody with insurance actually pays for somebody who goes into the emergency room instead of seeing a doctor and gets treatment they could have gotten more cheaply at a doctor's office. And then everybody with insurance already sees their rates go up. Under health reform, there were some ways in which dollars were raised by asking wealthy individuals pay a little bit more into Medicare or insurance companies who are getting a lot more new customers to contribute a little bit more to coverage. So it really was done in, I think, a better way than going back to the old system where people with insurance just see their rates go up and up to cover people that don't have insurance.
Let me switch topics. Confirmation hearings are being held for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. You've already said you will not vote for Michigan Republican Betsy DeVos's confirmation as Education Secretary. Why not?
Well, from my perspective, this is all about what's best for Michigan children, Michigan families. It's certainly not personal, but we have very, very different views about how to provide quality education. And what I've seen in Michigan as the outgrowth of the things she's advocated for are actually weaker public schools, lack of accountability for taxpayer money with charters and other alternatives. I just disagree with the idea of a private sector winners and losers model for public education. Well, we can't afford losers. We need every child to be a winner so that we're all winners and the economy is a winner and our society is a winner. And that means making sure we have quality public schools in every neighborhood, as well as choice, certainly, for children and parents. But we can't afford to have losers in this process. And I believe the policies that she's worked on create that situation.
How likely is it that Betsy DeVos will be confirmed despite your concerns?
Well, the Republicans certainly have the votes to do that. And so she may very well be confirmed.
I want to ask you, what are your plans on Inauguration Day?
Well, I'll be at the inauguration. I'm always there. I always joke that members of Congress get the best seats because we are up on the dais there with the president and the cabinet and so on. So I will be there. I think this is an important part of the peaceful transfer of power, which makes our country strong, and we need to respect that process.
And you've got some work in the Senate that afternoon, right?
We will be going into session and possibly with some confirmation votes.
Debbie Stabenow is Michigan U.S. Senator. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.